Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 4th. I'm Sebastian Vega. Cal State faculty have voted to strike if raise increase negotiations with the California State University system fail. Helen Zhao reports.
CSU employees are asking for a 5% raise. The chancellor's office offered 2%. An overwhelming majority of faculty voted to strike and vocally support the idea of a raise.
For me, I'm a single mother of three, and what I earn is directly related to how well I can care for my children.
You know, most of us are not in this for the money in the first place. I just haven't treated the faculty very well and with a lot of respect.
Most of my colleagues probably feel the same way. We hope it doesn't come to a strike. You know, I mean, I hate to see that happen for the education of our students and the continuity of our classes.
The chancellor's office says in a statement it's committed to reaching a negotiated agreement. Helen Zhao, Annenberg Radio News.
Hillary Clinton is scheduled to be in the Los Angeles area today and tomorrow. Clinton will be holding three fundraising events for her Democratic presidential campaign, hosted by big names like Christina Aguilera and Princess Bride director Rob Reiner and his wife. Clinton is also scheduled to appear on ABC's late-night show Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday. This is her fifth trip to Southern California since announcing her candidacy in April. New systems that capture and sustain rainwater were installed at nearly a dozen Los Angeles homes today. The Storm Catcher projects smart citizens are designed to monitor and regulate the rainwater captured from rooftops and distribute it to nearby gardens and landscapes. The idea is to convert more rooftops into a network of rain-catching aquifers, in the near future. Downtown LA residents have a new grocery shopping option. A Whole Foods market opened there just this morning. Reporter Cindy Robinson says some neighbors are concerned about it being too pricey for the neighborhood, but others aren't as worried.
Whole Foods markets are known for their fresh produce, organic goods, and not-so-cheap prices. USC student Kellen Sandoval, who lives downtown, says his neighbors are used to cheaper options.
It won't be an issue to USC students overall. Or maybe to people that have been living there for a while and that are used to going places like Rouse for less.
Sylvia Gonzalez, who's in charge of marketing at the new Whole Foods downtown, says the store does offer more affordable options.
Our 365 private label actually is a great way if you're shopping on a budget.
While Whole Foods seems like a costly choice, most downtown residents, like Don Vital, are embracing the new market.
I think that this has been a very necessary business in the area, and obviously by the turnout that you can see here, you can tell that the residents and those who work here can feel that way as well.
Downtown LA has been dealing with the population explosion in the last couple of decades, and the opening of Whole Foods mirrors a changing demographic in that area. Cindy Robinson, Annenberg Radio News.
Retired U.S. Army General David Petraeus gave USC Annenberg students advice on how to cover global conflicts today. Maral Tavitian has the story.
The former CIA director says journalists have three main responsibilities: get the facts right, provide context, and explain the implications of a story.
And by characterization, I mean that you've got the facts right, okay, got the context right. So what are the implications? What does it mean? What are the conclusions?
Petraeus led the American military surge in 2007 before being appointed director of the CIA in 2011. Petraeus resigned from that position 1 year later after leaked emails exposed his affair with his biographer, Paula Broadwell.
And somebody at that point in time sent me a note and he said, you know, there's a saying, don't tell me how high the guy jumped, tell me how high he jumped back after getting knocked down.
Petraeus is now a professor in USC's Price School of Public Policy. Maral Tavitian, Annenberg Radio News.
The Los Angeles Clippers will start hosting Military Mondays to honor military members, first responders, and federal employees. Fans from these groups will receive discounted tickets and other benefits like free t-shirts and an opportunity to watch the team warm up. The Clippers will also honor a hero of the game each week. The program starts on Monday when the Clippers play the Memphis Grizzlies. That's it for this hour. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sebastian Vega.